Thank you, Steve. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read from Postpartum, which I recently adapted into a libretto with a grant from the city of Oakland. And it's a long poem, and it's written in sort of four voices. There's the voice of the Greek Fates. There are three of them. And then there's the voice of a sort of like a female narrator who's watching from the outside, who's sort of being visited by the ghost of the woman who kills her son and then herself. Then there's also the voice of the woman who's contemplating murder-suicide. And then there's also kind of the voice that's kind of breaking down into like mental despair. So I also have songs to go along with it. So there will be like points where I'll stop and I'll play the song that sort of fits that moment. So you get a sense of kind of the libretto and the narrative in the poems. So I will start with, there aren't any titles. It kind of weaves into each other. But I'll begin with, it's the voice of the fate. What length is your life? I can give you 2 yards to make something beautiful in that apportioned time. Oh, let me tell you about the story of Postpartum. So Postpartum is based on the murder-suicide of Ritika Vesrani and her son Jihan. I was at a Kaveh Kanem retreat in July 2003, and then she was there with Jihan, and we interacted. And so when the report came out in the Washington Post that she killed herself and Jihan, it was just like, oh my God, like I was just taken aback and never was sort of confronted in my real life with this kind of situation. And with that, like taking this story in mind, I was like, I want to write poems about it. How can I navigate this? And so using Greek mythology and Caribbean mythology, I sort of enter this woman's mental landscape. What length is your life? I can give you 2 yards to make something beautiful in that apportioned time. A flag for the tower built to hide yourself from the world. You can jump from the thread's ledge. Look, they cross over each other, forming tiny windows. Stand there. Let the wind slap you and give the false belief you can float in the density of its breath. Address your menses, soak your wasted birth, and flash before the bull your signal charge. You won't move. Stand stiff behind this cloth. Dare the horns to meet your organs. You will bellow till the crowd has tossed their hands free of strife and lady slippers. You will be an applique beneath the stamp of hooves, fashioned like a wild sword to bear the bolt of another day. So I'm going to play the song Butterfly Lipped Mouths. This is the voice of the woman who's now contemplating suicide. It's the woman who's singing is vocalist Jeanne Anderson, back up with Phoebe Ann Thomas, Amber McZeal, and Cynthia Webster. So this is kind of a pared-down version of it. When we did a sneak preview, we had a jazz quartet, so this is just basically piano reduction. So Butterfly Mouths is now the mother kind of thinking about the ancestral spirits that are visiting her and courting her to the afterlife.
Flutter, they're in a color.
To now read the point of view of the woman who's being visited by these spirits. I walk into the palm reader's storefront on 8th Avenue, hoping to find out if I will be rich and if the woman I'm dating is the love of my life. She holds my hand's face open to narrate my creases. She looks up, then past me. My ear warms. I go where her eyes go. Outside the window, there's a pedestrian stroll, parked tires, and across the street, men laugh with martinis in their hands. I turn back around, and her lips are leveled with my throat. There is a boy no more than 5 who is with you. My brow furrows into what? She sits back, her hands on her gut, and tells me, "This is all I sees." There were no dead pigeons on our wedding day since we are not married. That is the black mamba's mouth my hair matches, men want to take to it their hands. Nothing brings you into this night I wrap into a bun. I'm something strange and unusual in the mornings. There were horseshoes pressed in my chest from the nightmare stampede. My eyes that are beneath lids wake and place me in bushes of your battlefield. Each flutter bleeds a ruby's edge. That is you who leads me to my ledge where I search for what makes Long Island sound. Not one drink I've had last time there was rain and trees shivered in my window. When you moisten my breath, don't you taste the startling cry that beckons for another's echo? That is my throat's muted canyon I stuff with beef and bread, throw hot water on so it runs from my yard. This boy child that is in me grows like nothing in my garden. My hands unable to make soil welcoming for a flower or vegetable. There are my knees aches and pops when I rise from dirt with not a color to show my bent back. There is scraped sky I feel on my neck. Planes pass east or west away or to JFK. Sometimes I think they'll collapse because whatever sphere it glides will miscarry, and broken heaven will heave living bodies in a black box. That is me who will carry it from the street and let sit on the dining table until it dissolves and appears notes, the pilot's panic phrases, epileptic lines, that is my hair's cursive on my lips, the language it slips into my mouth. From breath I blow fog, I write on 4 panes windowed in my chest. There are phrases tinted red. You are not so daring to mind this mouth of mine. That is my body I'm willing to barter for your deep stare. I want more than change we can part with and belief it will fix this need. You do not come from outside the glass. My heart frames you, wiping spoons until your face is held there like silver does a president. They said my name in variant tones and volumes. They enter a conspiratorial hush. The silence and noise martyred, built a structure of penumbra and gutted insides. This colonial eyes forever close. Those disembodied voices lain languid in my ears. I reach for their lighthouse chords to find welcome in this dark. The tongue has a mind of its own. It drives me left on Chrissy until I come to the circle in the road, past the building with heaps of steel and debris at its doorsteps. When will it come from that lot and not grid sunlight? Right on Fulton at the stop sign near the penny store, the woman with little candies and big jars doesn't like little kids with pennies. When the baby comes, it's all these left turns, past B's restaurant where we craved the fried chicken. The taste for it clawed my mouth, and I thought it was him taking first grabs. They tell me to breathe with each contraction. I want to keep it in my lungs, suffocate it. Instead, I breathe deep and long until the snake in my belly is cool. When the doctor says he's coming till first, I decide to breathe for myself. He weighs as much as a watermelon, heavy, sweet, black seeds in his eyes as glistening. If I take each part of him, plant them in the yard, what would be the fruit on his trees? He is beautiful. His face a remix of all those dead faces I know. I put flowers on his pillow and spend the night in prayer. His particular sounds name things in words I don't know. I write them down. Blee-blah is for the mole on my neck. Gee-guy is my eyes distant and without. Sometimes translations are difficult. He's given word to a mood I have not met. I set him in the center of the streetlight. No one notices the baby for the yellow. The concern is, can I go faster? Can I make it before causing a collision? Can I? I cannot offer him my presence. Why should I give to him first what I do not have? No handshake to his small hand. I cannot confirm I am here solid and alive. The journey to alive is through barb and thorns and manicured walls. He wants me present. Each cry is roll call, regardless of the hour. I place him deeper and deeper away, give him to a minotaur's care. I love him like why I don't weep in public, like dumb waiters, like a chore that attests to my ability to do well. I love him unlike my shortcomings. I love him unlike my bureau of shortcomings. There is no map to stress where I've gone. I'm here or there, turn, keep turning, disorient tracks so the song plays sideways. He reminds me of my function, my breast, milk, my hum, my heart, pump, my body warms. It's blue and moans under secret covers. Wakes, goes, verbs. Yes, I am his mother, but what is my location? So now here's the lullaby, beautiful lullaby it's called.
Beautiful, each water I plant them for.
I make a thread that courses through you, lines that sentence you. I have borrowed from your father cloth that braids through your own. Wear it as you will, as shackle or crown. It's your ornament to chime and breath in your skin, bracelet to your wrist. Twist your eyes, you see nothing in your spinning. Slick vinyl beneath a disc jockey fingers, turning, produces its whirlpool. Your hips hula hoop with molasses laments, scratch out grooves. Listen, whose voice is it you follow? Whose lullaby does not wave its hand, but stays spooled in your throat? My feet have fooled those who've looked at my shoes. I've been traveling through inherited sorrow. I'm my daddy's girl. His blood thick with Valium veined me. In his madness, he was still lucid for home. Each night he came across gelatinous black, each step small quakes in the smell of coriander. Death could not quell his want for elsewhere. He was moored to my bedside, licking wings of every species to stick to his sails like stamps. Some nights, the rope of Windsor beneath his chin. When he was without it, it left barcode around his neck or train tracks without the third rail or nothing at all. Memories met up with us. When I had arrived from school, when he was in his office, when he was strung from the rafters, good night was a present in each other's grief. He comes for sure, in a clean suit, a tie sucking into its seams, a tie sucking sky into its seams, and tells me in a guttural bird song, as if his tongue is cobbled, he wants to meet his grandson. His words float the foot-long distance from mouth to my ears. He smiles gums to match the tomato in my hand. I haven't seen him since I was 8. The surprise of my father keeps him at the welcome mat. I didn't expect him to come with the brown of his face smooth and dirt-free, his hair black and petroleum slick. My heart beats half his own hiccups, and not a spoonful of sugar or glass of water can remedy gasps and spasms in the hull of my breast. When he takes me by the pulse, his hand is an ocean's pull. The tug of what holds me up slips each time I step back. It reaches like a lover who does not want the absence of me. I return to being a child. It is the first time I've seen the Atlantic. Afraid to step in, he lifts me. My belly to his spine, tight as barnacle to stone. Now water comes between us. He is gone again, the way summer goes. And I wonder, when was it the lawn lost its green? And who invited snow that refuses to let go the feet of whomever's passing? I've been dreaming giggles, the sound of small feet. I wake in the middle of the night because I feel someone crawling into my bed. There is weeping, sometimes me singing songs about birds or numbers or saying chuleta to a curly-head boy with a big blue ball. Dreams and reality have blurred and my sleep is restless. My priest friend tells me, if it's true a little boy is following you, leave him things a boy his age would want. I buy candy, action figures, and offer sweetbreads and water where my photos of friends and family sit with books. Each morning, the water is gone, and the action figure moved to another part of the room. The waterfall doesn't welcome me before it takes off my clothes. I reached pebbled land. When I step from my office, I will have to give reason for why I won't eat, why I won't drink, why I speak the loud call of a red-billed toucan. Lately, a storm has mistaken my spine for the horizon. My hair a disheveled nimbus, I figured it's best to sit at my desk with no clothes to sip the deluge. I have a taste and thirst for things that leave and never arrive. Since closed doors don't keep my friends and son out, they will want an introduction to the women, once black, now marooned on a border with Suriname, whose people don't match me in language, but when I split my skin, someone claims me as cousin, demands to know where I've been. They say my father talks so much about me. They take me into their hands and tell me it is here they escaped when sugarcane was too much to cut. There have been many visits. I was trying to work when they first came. One called me by first name. We adored the aquarium of each other's stare. She told me to come. Wherever I stand, I desire the place I left. When I open the door, I will have to explain my swimming. My breath is out because their stories needed room. Both they and I wonder, how is it the sun lives in two? I had to arrive back to dry pages and write, its living is burning less. Beneath our skin is the flash of an alarm. So here we go. So here is the piece called No One Could See Me. She's sort of bemoaning that no one truly witnesses her humanity. So for the purpose of the opera, or not for the purpose, like one of the choices I made for the opera was to change the son into a daughter. But now I'm thinking I want to change it back to a son. So I'm going to continue. Tonight the moon is Hunter. I've been on the rag for 3 days and someone's moving the things in the house. In the bathroom, retired cutlery constellates, waits for me to run bath water. Family photos next to Uncle Ben's in the plunger in the pantry. Same day, the bananas and milk I bought are gone. Twice this week, I woke my hair strum across my face. My feet slipped into kitchen knives. If you listen to my ear, the window holds a voice I hear call, "Let me out." Tall, misty figure in my yard gazes at the moon. At his feet, in a bottle that can hold gallons of vodka, is my son. The man turns to look at me when I shout, "Let him out!" I arrive to the yard with not a breath in my chest, still in my nightgown. The tall man's gone when I kneel into his footprints with room to spare. Face to face with a panic letter in tears, my son screams exhausted from the thick travel through glass. My fists make not one crack. I dig a brick from the garden's ground until my nails are dirt and worms scratch. The lawn dulls each strike's clamor. My hands I can feel without breaking of skin bleed. I'm thankful neighbors come from no houses, turn on no windows to watch from. They will suspect I put him here until he jams and sweetens. This is what happens when he runs into the street. He has not learned he cannot play when it's dark. His ears recall what I say, nothing. Now I have to labor him out of his suffocation. He will understand my efforts are to protect. Out of nowhere he appeared, a little boy lying on the sidewalk named Surf Avenue, like a piece of broken boardwalk, brown and ashen there in the middle of the block, looking at the sky that came close to the curb. Breached between fence and tires, who does he belong to? I ask, "Are you okay?" He stares at my mouth, turns me into a puzzle. My words are not his words. I ask again, with my face and gestures and slow pronunciations that balloon the sound around him. This time he answers to my feet, cuffs his left wrist, then nods as if some dry wave moved his head along. And so this is the last of the Fates singing her song to what would be Rima in the opera. "You cannot undo me."
Blacksmith's tool. Wash your hands of overhangs. You cannot draw the line. Cannot draw the line I draw.
And so I will, so this is sort of the final poems of, or the final vignettes of this. I went knocking on the neighbor's door, asked for a Bible, and was greeted by a little boy puzzled by my request. His mother came. She handed me King James. It was a leather stone in my hand. I could not hold both it and her. Then I called my friends. Met by, you have reached. Their unavailable presence begged, please leave a message. Beep. Cords chirp. Exhale a dense river's mouth. Lips that part in gesture to word. The threshold that swallows without no bones remains. Breast that grows firm in your touch. The pacing that polished the floor. Dark wood refuses reflection. The collapse of shadow beneath the spine. The yellow can speed my go or break my stop. I'm having an emergency. I let her in. A woman without her life and the child she wanted to birth. She came through the front door, passes by me. She's a no relation ghost. Takes herself into my son's room. Out of his sleep, she guides him into the dining room as if crossing a busy street. His left hand in her right, warm still from the blanket, tells him she's going to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. From where this blade come? A hush that fades the strings strung the beating. Break tightly woven brown. An eye waking, it bleeds 2 years of two hands pinching pomegranate seeds, lacerates as long as her polite smile. He will walk without the skin's coal. His wail is the first time I saw him alive. Issa, for a boy. To my breast, my arms bring his face, his lids lift back the sleep. He is gone. She invites the knife into my hold. She goes and leaves us beneath a chandelier, blind. And so I will close it with the final song. It's called Postpartum. So one of the kind of mythical Caribbean figures that I play with is, in this sort of last poem, is Churel. And in Guyanese mythology, Churel is a woman who basically like lost her life while giving childbirth. So she hunts or haunts pregnant women or women who have newly born children.
Come here, sweet girl, I'm gonna hold you.
Thank you.